A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Is it still chasing me?
It's lumbering after you, yeah. So you might get the brunt of it.
Yeah, fucking bring it.
Bring it.
Oh, there's so many
dice. Now I could either, I could either roll.
Do you have defense, Sean?
I could. Here's the thing. I could either roll the dragon's attack.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Or I could roll and see if you get unlucky. Or I could get you to roll and see if you get unlucky.
Yeah, we can do that.
Why don't we do both?
So what's what?
Just roll your full die for me.
So for those playing along at home, because now I'm using the full correctly, there is a zero, a circle on my two, and a cross on my one and my six. That's a five, which is neither of those things, but okay. It is a success.
Okay, this doesn't go terribly for you.
That's good.
However,
I'll add a circle to that because that was my fool's die.
I got two successes.
Well, shit.
One being a special.
Oh, no.
I don't want to know what a dragon special is,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm precariously on the top of a half-crumbling pillar, just like kind of head height with this dragon, if not slightly above it.
Still blinded, now gushing blood. This dragon knows nothing else but what it felt before to pursue you, knowing that you were directly in front of it. It opens its maw. And it breathes fire.
Great. I did basically slap it.
Yeah. Like,
and ran.
And you catch on fire.
Oh, no. Oh,
incredible.
Now, I've done two hits.
Yeah.
To you. I don't know what your guard is.
So my guard is three.
Ooh. Okay. There you go. So you are not actually harmed, but you are on fire.
Which
and
is
you
like,
will be so until you put yourself out.
Which is weird because he is shirtless.
Oh, but you do have that magnificent beard.
I was gonna say
exactly.
Your beard, man.
I was going to say all the hair and the like. His clothing is just, yeah. What was a orange, the fiery orange hair that is like down to his chest length now ablaze with a beautiful red and oranges and yellow of just dragon-esque fire.
Mm.
And he screams. Cause
oh, no!
Yeah.
Pain aside, and there's pain,
yes.
It's fucking terrifying.
Absolutely.
Because this dragon is also pissed off.
To feel the sensation of fire behind you, around you, in front of you, on top of you, it's not something you've necessarily experienced.
No.
And it is pretty awesome, but also pretty fucking terrible.
Is my guard what goes down first?
Yes.
Yeah,
your guard is depleted by two.
Which means I still have guard.
Dexterous little boy.
And the fool has a way to get it back.
But you are on fire. Flint. You see this eruption of flame. You probably hear the screams
of yeah.
DW.
Oh, fuck!
What do you do with
I'm
going to
take a sip of whiskey. and I'm going to reach into my breast pocket, pull out my pistol, and try and shoot it in the head.
Yes!
I love that you're a gunslinger in a fantasy world. Like, it's
probably
so
not a great one, though.
Yeah.
So casual.
Yeah, you, so casual.
Do you, like, steady the gun with your whiskey hand?
No, I was going to say the opposite. I think while having another sip, I'm aiming and I'll take a shot.
If you fail, you shoot DW.
That is two... No crit fail, but they are two failures, so I don't.
Hit.
That's a two and a three.
I believe that means I get to attack you.
Oh, ooh. No.
Oh, really?
Shit.
If you do, if you make an attack and none of them are successes, you get hit in return.
Cool.
So, that's nasty. If you got two... Was it two?
A two and a three, yeah. So.
Yeah, cool. The head's facing DW. The tail, which none of you are really accounting for, whips around and catches you with all of its fucking strength, punting you into a fucking nearby tree. Owie zowie, I will roll damage.
Big oof.
Big owie zowie.
Yeah.
Free sound effect.
Bear with me.
Yeah.
I don't like how many dice you're grabbing.
They're just really big. That's
yeah,
a,
don't yeah, worry. True, they're true. Just really big, and there's just six of them.
Just six.
Oh my god, the faces hey, of Phil. Everyone across that side of the table.
Phil, what was that about this being breezed through?
That's too many successes. That's too many.
Oh no.
That's quite a few.
That is cool. So.
Nice knowing you guys.
We might kill a Max.
I mean, that would be
maximum damage.
I mean, yep.
Yep.
That's five.
Well, yeah, I mean, I only have two guard and two health.
You don't have any defense?
No defense.
Oh my god.
This
nice.
Dude was way too casual about this moment.
So.
Oh my god. Amazing.
You hurtle through the air. How does the tree break you?
Yeah, I feel like Flint just gets absolutely picked up by this tail, flung across the battlefield, and you guys just hear this crunch. It's kind of hard to discern if it's bone or wood, but you see him kind of like fold slightly unnaturally around like his back right around the tree trunk and then fall to the ground, kind of roll for a little bit. And like all of the whiskey in his glass kind of pours out onto the floor.
Along with his dye.
Yeah.
Who goes next?
Oh, God.
It's now back to...
Top of the initiative.
So he's unconscious, right? We have until the end of the encounter to rescue him.
Maybe. You just know that his crumpled body is lying on the floor.
Okay, that's not good. I am currently piloting this robot.
You are?
Does it have any powers? Can I feel what
it's
it can do?
It's got a wicked fucking cool, like, razor-sharp crucifix staff.
Okay.
I am metal and Catholic at the same time.
Well, it's going to raise that cool cross staff and drive it into the neck of the serpent.
Amazing. Please roll for me.
Do I roll with my stats, its stats? What do I roll?
I would say its strength would be on par. You have six D6s.
Nice.
And because you are piloting it, you may use your Neo die.
A lot.
Rad.
It
imagine
is a lot.
If you crit fail this.
Don't roll ones. That's good.
I heard some good numbers.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is like the complete opposite
wow.
feeling as to what just happened to Max's character.
So there was seven die, right? Seven dice.
Yes.
Including yours, yep.
Including mine.
Yep.
It's six successes.
Whoa.
Four of them are special.
What?
Yeah.
Four sixes, including on the D10, a five and a four.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think of how much I mean, there's only so much you can kill a dragon, but...
So, it's a robot, right? It's a mecha.
The saint is, yes.
Yes, so it...
And you got a fiery staff, don't you?
The dragon appears to be flesh and bone.
But she kneels, right?
Yes.
And then there's like a rumble.
Yeah.
And then... Phew, into the air. Impossibly high into the mists. You see Saint Margaret.
Saint Margaret.
Saint Margaret go. And then there's a brief pause before she crashes like a meteor down onto the dragon and drives with the full force of her metal body and gravity the cross through the dragon's head and pierces it to the ground.
Hell yeah.
Metal as hell.
Neon Genesis Evangelion, eat your fucking heart out.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Does the force and the wind from that blow out the fire?
You're not force special. Not force special.
Sorry. Yeah. Can you roll your full die for me, please?
Just tempting.
I just want to see.
That's all the fool does. Tempts fate.
It won't be disastrous. It might just be for comedy.
That is a cross.
Oh,
so it might be disastrous.
Everything is like a wind flattens the grass. The mists all dissipate. The trees themselves bend and sway, but you remain on fire.
The fire gets worse.
Yeah, you fan the flames.
Yeah, you fan the flames.
Yeah, you get a little bit more
it's
on
like fire.
It's
like blowing on the embers, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for it to knock me off the goddamn, like, tower and I take damage.
No, you're on fire, mate.
I'll still be on fire.
No, I think because of the successes, it's, like, controlled.
Yeah, cool,
it's
cool,
more
cool.
Just you're not that lucky to also get...
Damn.
Get put out by the wind.
What happens to your cross now that you've rolled it?
I remove all of them.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime so you hit either
you just
of
keep
them.
Stacking them until
right,
you roll
right,
one
right.
of them.
But I still have my circle, which is good.
Yeah, so you stack circles until you roll a circle, and then it becomes a cross.
And right, if all the faces are circles and I get a cross, I have to wipe out one of the circles and put a cross on it instead.
Okay.
Flint!
I put myself out.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we still in initiative?
The dragon is dead.
Oh! And half his beard is gone.
Do you take damage at the top of before turning putting yourself out? What happened there?
Yeah.
It's you suffer one hit per turn until extinguished.
So I feel like that would have been
take
so
one.
So that
hit.
Puts me down to no guard.
Yeah.
And I've also got one defense and two health.
A deathly silence falls upon you. All of the life has gone from the dragon, and its head, now separated from its body, lies beneath the feet of Saint Margaret, now perhaps Saint Olga, with brilliant red flowers spurting around its corpse. You remember from somewhere, whether it was from Xavier or Allegra, or some religious teacher, that below the dragon, things grew. And that is what you hear. What do you do now?
Logan is going to leap off from the tower, or the column that he's on, to head right towards where he saw, or at least in the direction that he saw Flint get absolutely flung.
Yeah, Xavier runs towards Vince, Flint.
I teleport towards him. We all arrive and crowd around him, right?
Well, I think Kat maybe just actually stays back a distance. Is just, shocked and like reeling from the sight.
I will say, Kat,
mm-hmm.
The joy seeps from you as you stare at the silent frame of your once friend.
You said you could cure us if we got hurt. You said you had magic.
Yes. We'll see. I'm going to check his pulse. Does he have a pulse?
Nothing.
All right, cool. Fuck. Jesus Christ. All right, I got this. It's fine. I'm your personal fucking... God damn it. Fuck. All right. Hey, Saint Lucia.
Oh. Do you need a favor?
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bring him back.
A miracle?
Yeah. Yep, call in a miracle. Let's do it. Bring him back. Bring him back to life.
Darling.
Yep, let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
You know how costly those are.
I have a sense. I do. But we're going to do it.
Well, you know, this is very cheeky of you. You'd be doing what I asked you before.
Yeah, I'm trying to live up to your standard.
Of course. Because you're my good boy.
I'm such a good boy.
Oh!
All right, mommy.
It's because, as well, because you said Italian, she has to be like a mother figure.
Yeah, and Xavier doesn't like that.
Okay. Well, I would say that that would put us up to, what, a debt of 5?
I think that's as high as I can go.
Yes. I'll be nice. I'll knock off 1, because you're helping someone. And I think you really mean it.
Yeah, I do.
What do I want from you?
Do you want to keep it open-ended?
You like to play with sides, don't you?
That look. for those listening along, there
the
was
withering
a
look.
Yes.
Not yet, I don't.
No, you haven't met him, of course.
No.
No, because you're my favorite.
At the moment.
I'll come call you.
Pleasure doing business with you.
You feel a red-hot warmth in your hand, like someone has gripped it far too tightly. A handshake, a bargain. You are in for debt. And how do you try to help your friend?
The business handshake
that
St. Lucia and Xavier do is the same hand action that Xavier does pulling Vince up off the ground. And as he does that, like, life just shudders back into him. You're full hit points. You're fine.
I will ask Vince.
Don't get me to roll anything. I'm rolling like trash.
No. This will hurt far worse.
Oh, no.
Roll a d4 and get above 5.
Oh, my God. Is this Allegro? Is this Ellen? What's happening?
Flashback.
Hey.
Hey, let's go.
For me. When is the time that Vince has felt the most alone?
Fuck you. Do you know what's funny? I think there is a moment quite recently in his life. I think because he was living abroad, working, doing shows in London. And I think the work kind of dried up for him a bit. He realized that his network of friends there were kind of situational ones of people he was working with, and when he wasn't working, he realized he's not very active in keeping up those relationships. And there was a period, probably the day he realized he had to come back to Australia and come back to home, where he went, well, I don't know anyone here really. I don't know I don't really have any enough funds to sustain this and barely have enough to buy a ticket. And so kind of just sat in his empty flat, crying, realizing that this goal he had and this dream he had, which he kind of felt like he got, has through either his own actions or just bad luck has kind of slipped away from him, and his life is moving into a completely different direction, and he doesn't know where to go and what to do with it, and feels like he can't talk to anyone about it.
This crushing black weight of loneliness is suddenly lifted from you as you see the outstretched hand of Xavier above you, and in your mouth is bile and blood and strangely red wine, but you feel it, you taste it, you breathe, and you are still you, Flint.
Ooh. I think I get pulled up, have this disgusting mix of taste in my mouth, and I kind of half fall a little bit because I'm still a bit shaky, and spit up a bunch of blood and bile and stuff that's in my mouth. I give a quick rinse of my mouth with the what remaining little bit of whiskey is in that cup.
Great.
Spit it out. Do I know, well, I guess I probably wouldn't, the kind of cost associated with...
No one does.
Yeah.
You're in.
We just think it's just a healing power.
Yeah.
Xavier has.
You know it's a miracle.
Right.
You feel like a rubber band that has been stretched too taut. You know there can be no going past this.
Yep.
No going further. You have extended the bounds of what even heroes can do in this world. And as you pick up your whiskey glass, your dye remains in it, glowing slightly with Xavier's light. And there is a chip in it.
I'm just going to look at Xavier and say, sorry, and thanks.
Hey, just relax. It's a game. There's no fucking smile on his face. He sees that your glass is empty, pours whiskey in, and says, we need every man we've got. Let's do this thing. Let's go, guys.
Yeah, I think kind of silently, Flint just nods and starts walking back to the caravan.
In the time after Flint had fallen, the light that had exploded across this clearing, this Colosseum, the water and dragon blood seeping into the ground. There are no mists in this area. It is transformed into a beautiful, lush area. Anywhere...
A glade.
A glade. Flowers and fruits grow around the Mecca. The dragon itself is now almost overgrown with lush grass, and you see your friends at the caravan. I think this is the place we were looking for. You've made it safe, obviously at great cost. I think this is where we will stay, but we are very grateful to you all. You can keep our caravan and hope it keeps you safe on your journeys.
We're grateful to you. Your hospitality, your positivity has welcomed us into a world that is a lot for us to take in.
This is why we left. There was something so cold about being on the outside, observing things, everything being a flip of the coin. We wanted to be in it, guts and all. It seems like even though things are dark, the light glows brighter as a result.
That's true, but just know that when you are inside it, the good comes with the bad still.
We will try and look after each other.
That's all you can do.
And they embrace each of you, holding on tightly. You hear the whirring, beating of metal against metal of their hearts, and they say their farewells.
This is the point that he realizes that this is childhood pet. Like, he hadn't realized at this point. Toby's like, oh! You're Mr. Nibbles! Oh, my God! Never mind. Anyway.
And so with you.
He, like, Logan, like, is like a knowing look to Kat. It's like, fucking everyone has someone here.
You get into the caravan and head, hopefully, far away.
Keep traveling up the skeleton.
Let's go for the head.
If you look at the...
Or the heart.
We might do some cool...
Heart,
we might do some cool Neo shit. You could probably do like a Tony Stark overlay, holographic overlay of the map, since you saw it with your cybernetic eyes.
Can we see that map again?
And as you do...
Yeah.
So the map is like a big archipelago that doesn't exactly, like, it's not like comic bones or anything like that, but it does follow the shape of a giant figure that has collapsed into the sea.
Photos will be on our Discord.
Yes. Yeah. And you see one marker point where you are with the most activity.
The hip.
And you see two more X's suddenly glow brilliantly on the map.
Heart and brain.
The heart and the head.
The heart and the head, yeah.
We see what's at the heart of this thing.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roed, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
And that's where we'll leave it for our little break.
Oh my gosh.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.